All right, we are towards the beginning of Peda Gimel and Tanya. In the Tanya, we are on page Zion, all the way in the bottom. So we spoke about the division of the powers of the soul. And the divisions are, you have Seichel and Midas. And that's such a great, simple way of classifying things. Is this Seichel or is it Midas? Is it intellect or is it emotion? The essence of the soul is neither. The core, not intellect, not emotions, the core. But the expressions of the soul will either come out through some chachma, through intellect, or it's going to come out through a feeling. And now up to the two dots, we're going to break down the intellect itself, obiru inyan, to further explain seichel and midas. Returning to daf 14, kihine haseichel shebenefesh hamaskelis, the intellect that is in the intellectual soul, shuhu hamaskel koldavar, the power that is able to understand everything. What is able to understand everything? Can you understand everything? So there's chachma, and there's bina, and there's das, and chachma is able to understand everything. The power that we have to understand it all, nikra b'shem chachma. What does the word chachma mean? So it's quite amazing. The first two letters is ches and chaf. You flip them around and it makes the word koyach. Koyach. Koyach ma. The koyach of what? Now this is a very deep concept. Chachma and Bina is actually, even physically, we have two brains. We have the right brain and the left brain. And they function very differently. So let's speak about knowledge that is out there in the world. 2 + 2 = 4, right? It's a mathematical equation. It's a truth. It's a truth that doesn't take up space. It does not change with time. And even if there would not be any intelligence that would know that 2 + 2 = 4, it doesn't take away the fact that there's such a chachma. 2 + 2 = 4.
Whether you know it or not.
Whether you know it or not. So first of all, no, it's chachma. There are certain truths that are in the world of intellect. There are certain intellectual truths. How do you grasp it? Now, if someone is going to spoon feed it to you, okay, so you have someone teaching it to you. What are you to do if there is some chachma out there that no one is teaching you, and you know that you're lacking the knowledge because you got stuck somewhere? How do we access something that we don't know? This is a,
access something we don't know?
Yeah, this is a very important question to answer. What would you think?
Knowledge.
Huh?
You're talking about something like in discussion or...
You have a chachma. Any intellectual thing.
You ask questions.
Well, if you have no teacher, what would you do? Again, if you have someone teaching you... That's like, I don't have food, but if someone is spoon-feeding something to me, then I'll get the food. If you know that there's got to be a solution for this, there's got to be an intelligent way out of my dilemma. On any level. And I don't know it. Okay, how does that work?
You extrapolate. You take the facts that you know and you fill in the blanks between...
Okay, so one way is by beginning with the premise that I already know the answer. Maybe the answer is packaged and I have that in me in a different context, but I'm comparing this scenario to another scenario and I start digging within my knowledge to apply what I know for my current dilemma. Now, is it possible that even when there is no knowledge that you already have that is relevant to your dilemma. You do not know the solution. You don't know it. It's not inside of you. Do we have the koyach to know the unknowable?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That koyach is called chachma. Very good categorization.
Understanding.
Uh-oh. Bina, however you translate the word, which is, I don't want to, let's stick to the Hebrew, because however you translate it, it doesn't fully explain the meaning. Bina means exactly what Shoshana said. Bina means that I heard 2 + 2 = 4. And I have a dilemma that is solved based on the rule 2 + 2 = 4. Just, I don't know those words. Those words won't fit here. I need to have Bina. I need to take what I have. Bina is making a cake. You're not creating the ingredients. You have everything in your kitchen, but it's not a cake. You have a little bit of flour, you have a little bit of sugar, you have a little bit of mashke, whatever you put into your cakes. You have all the stuff, and then you're not bringing something from nothing. You're saying, you know what? Let me take what I have and rearrange it. Or when you make a painting, you have all the colors, but Bina's a bekayach, you're making the painting. You're putting the blue and the green and the exactly in a way that, wow, now you have something that no one saw before. But you did not extrapolate something out of nothing. Chachma is magic. Chachma is a power that we have, that even when we don't know, not because the knowledge is packaged differently, we taka do not know, we can know. How does that work? How are we even able to grasp something when no one is giving it to us?
Isn't that what we call having an epiphany?
But how does it work? So having an epiphany or having a moment of enlightenment.
So you're constantly thinking, you're asking yourself questions.
Okay.
You're relating to previous knowledge that you have from previous That's experience.
Bina. Back to Bina. See that?
Oh, so you're saying blank slate. Yeah.
In other words, when I get it. Chachma and Bina, very important concepts, and they're very deep. And we repeat them many times, and let's pause and just chew it up. Chachma, Bina means, yeah, of course, that if the way the knowledge was taught to me would be mamish, the way that I need, would be relevant to my current scenario, I would not need azoifel Bina. Just maybe memory. I'm losing my memory. Bina means, very good, is that the knowledge was taught to me in a way that without my effort, you're being very innovative. You're saying, that concept, package it different, apply it different, and that's Bina, but you're using something that you have. You're doing an amazing job with it. You're taking colors and you're making it into a painting. Chachma means that we have a power, even if we have zero information or zero wisdom for this challenge. I am not drawing on that which I know. I have a good memory, and I know that I don't have the solution.
So the only thing I could think of is like when Avraham Avinu discovered that Hashem is the ruler of the world. But like,
where did he get it from? Very good.
But most of us are not on that level.
No. We all have Chachma. Chachma means the power to know something that you don't know yet.
But how do you know, excuse my ignorance, but how do you know if it's not the Zahara or the animal,
okay, so first of all, let's take one more step back. Let's separate intellect and feelings. I'm speaking about knowledge. Yetzer is an instinct connected to feelings. Forget about feelings. An idea. Just an idea. You can ask your same question in different words. How do I know that wisdom is godly? Good question. But before, how do I know where it's coming from? Just to differentiate that there is one type of knowing in which a person is really not inventing. They're not discovering something that they never knew. They're just rearranging what they know that it should apply to your current challenge. All of that is Bina. Chachma means that I have the power that even when I don't have the ingredients, I don't know. I don't have enough wisdom to know how to solve it, to get the solution. We have a power to somehow receive new information. Your question is, from where is it coming? That's a great question. Before, from where is it coming? And there are options. So there can be a holy place and an unholy place. 1 second. Emes. How does it work? words, I understand that if someone is giving something to me, if there is a giver, then I'm receiving it. If no one is giving me the knowledge, where, how am I getting it? God is giving all of us a lot of chachma. We're just not hearing it. We're not getting it. And there is a concept of there being unholy sources that are giving out radio waves. They're giving out wisdom. We're not hearing it. What is the tool that we need to use to hear it?
Torah?
No.
The tool?
Oh. Ma. Mamish. Intellectual bittul. Ironically, the more my mind acknowledges that I don't know, this is not an emotional bittul. You can have very arrogant people that have tremendous intuition. But the words that Kabbalah uses, that's chachma, means koyach ma. Ma means what? What means I don't know. When a person knows, they don't say ma. Ma deeply means that my mind is acknowledging that I don't know. And that vacuum that I acknowledge that I don't know, that's the first step of chachma. Without my bittul, which is the words that Chassidus uses, this is an intellectual bittul. Some people are born with that capacity. It happens. We all do it. We're just not aware of it enough. And becoming more aware of it gives us the potential of developing our chachma. Bittul means I'm completely humbled. I'm almost in pain. But it's not an emotion. It's a very deep humility. It's a very deep humility that I don't know. People that intellectually feel that I already know, I just have to figure out how to use my prior knowledge to apply to my current challenge. That mindset stuffs up the ears, and chachma is being put out there the whole time, and I am unable to pick it up. The keli, the tool, the one power that I need to use in order to receive chachma, is the koyach of ma. I need to develop my power of humility, but intellectual humility. It's very important that, because many people are very arrogant and they have a lot of chachma. And many people that are very humble and they're just not gifted with chachma. So when we're speaking about bittul in the context of Chassidus, of people should be humble, and they should have real. We're speaking about a intellectual type of humility. Part of it is, let's see, when you watch when people speak, when you hear someone talking, you have to just look at yourself and try to analyze what is your brain doing when you're hearing these words. There are two options generally. One option is, I want to open up my mind to hear what that person is saying. Even if I think what they're saying is wrong, I'm not going to focus on the questions I have while they're talking. Right now I'm receiving. When I am receiving mode, it's like you have a cup. The more empty space in the cup, the more room for something to go in. If the cup is full, even if the cup is humongous, nothing new will go into it because it's full. Now, we have a lot of wisdom within us already, and we have a lot of bina, we have a lot of info. At the time that a person is trying to chop, chop in Yiddish is certain people, in Yiddish they chop. Chop means that certain people, when they listen, they get what the other person is saying. Getting it doesn't mean that you'll agree with it. You can refute it. But you clearly understand what the other person is saying is because while you're listening, you're not at all looking at you. You're not paying attention to how you're feeling. You're not paying attention intellectually to whether you agree or disagree. Well, it's before you can receive what you're getting, you have to make room to receive what you're receiving. And when people learn how to make that room in their minds, they not only hear the words that are spoken out through, you know, waves of speech, but there's a lot of chachma out here in the universe. One of the words that the Torah uses for chachma is mayim, water. and there's water dripping from the heavens the whole time. Not physical water, chachma. Or it's God is speaking the whole time. You read Pirkei Avos every day, there's this voice and that voice, there's a lot of voices going out. A person who was gifted with intuition is the person that has this intellectual koyach of ma. And therefore, chachma, at least generally, is a two-step process. And you can't flip the order. There's the cause and there's the effect. The cause is the bittul. I don't know if the word humility does justice to bittul. A person, again, I'm saying this because people...
Nullification.
I'm nullifying all of my preconceived notions. You know, the reason why children are able to pick up so much, so quick, they pick up language very quick, they pick up everything, is because they're very nullified. They have a certain inner awareness of how little they know how to function here.
They're like open.
They're open. That openness. Okay. That openness is... What is open? Bittul.
Open to receive.
Open to receive. But exactly. But open to receive is because of there's a deep intellectual bittul. Now there's another topic of having emotional bittul. We're not talking about that. It's good to emphasize that because you will notice that many people are full of themselves and they have a lot of chachma. They are full of themselves emotionally. But their minds are open because they have this, either they're born that way, but we can all develop that. When a person is in that state of being open, open in Hasidus means bittul, it's mamash connected.
Bittul and bittul?
Bittul and bittul and open. Yeah, bittul and bittul is mamash the same thing. You know, I'm nullified. I'm nullified means I'm emptying. Some people, when they have a little bit of a solution, that's the worst place to be in.
Right.
Because they can be bittul, because they know that they know. They just, I don't know enough. When you know nothing, then there'll be what Hasidus calls the second step of Chachma, which is a flash of lightning, an epiphany, a moment of enlightenment. And that light is such a great string of wisdom that really all of the Chachma of the world is in there. Now, can you hold on to lightning? No. If we would figure out how to hold on to that flash, oy gewalt, would we know? But it's very fleeting. And what has to happen after you get the lightening, which is the lower level of chachma, the higher level of chachma is bittul. When you have bittul, then every now and then you will be aware of chachma entering your mind, or of wisdom entering your mind. It's happening the whole time. You're just not aware of it. You're not hearing it. Your unconscious is hearing it the whole time. Our neshama is hearing it the whole time. But I want to hear it. I have to have the koyach of ma. How do you know Hebrew? How do you say ma? It's like a mystery. Ma means what? What means I don't know. The more I know that I don't know, paradoxically, the more opened I am for the flash of lightning. That's Chachma. And then Bina is the biggest enemy of Chachma. And it's good to, it's the enemy of Chachma. Bina means, now I know. But now I want to take what I know and develop it better. Because what I know is not right away easily accessible and relevant to my challenge. So whether your Bina is coming from a prior experience, or whether your Bina is coming from a newly found flash of lightning, it's the same concept. Bina is the power to take something that's still vague, something that's not yet developed for it to be applicable to whatever it is that you're dealing with intellectually. Bina is going into your cabinet and knowing what ingredient to take and to make the most amazing food. That's the power of Bina. It's a big koyach.
What enemy to Chachma?
It's the enemy of Chachma, because when you are in Bina mode, Bina mode is predicated on the intellectual confidence that I know. You got to make a cake. I have all the ingredients.
But you need the Chachma for Bina to develop.
So what happens again? So Bina goes ahead. If you can just separate Chachma and Bina, make them into two people, they'll be real enemies. Or they'll be good Ezer Kenegdoi. Not enemies, emotional enemies, but it's going to be, you know, a good couple where everyone is like very different, but they complement each very, it's opposites, opposites. Chachma is called in Kabbalah the father, Bina's called the mother. And they dafka are not the same. Now it'll be boring. Same, we're against same. It has to be different. One is male, one is female. So the Bina tells the Chachma, your lightening is completely irrelevant to this down-to-earth issue. Because these big ideas, these flashes of lightening, it's like you have a whole 5 pounds of flour and you'll go eat flour. You need a little bit of flour, but just flour is also not good. You have to have a little bit of eggs and a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And you have to know how to mix it, and you have to know how to bake it. So Bina is beginning with the confidence that I already have the solution, and I have a lot of experience. I already figured out what works and what doesn't work, because there are many great ideas that in some world out there, it's amazing. But when you bring it down to earth, it doesn't work here.
So is Das the knowledge of how
to... No. We'll get to Das soon. Separate? Whole different thing that we have to speak about.
So if you're saying if you have Bina, then you're not really open to receiving.
Oh yeah. Chachma. Oh, completely not. Bina's close to Chachma. Bina is mamash. Think about Bina. Think about Chachma, the person that has amazing ideas, but big ideas, outlandish ideas. Now, many outlandish great ideas will make the world amazing, and many great ideas will destroy your life. I have this great idea. Let's go right now tonight to Israel. And big, exciting ideas. And then the idea, that's it. You lose your job and you lose your house and you go into debt. It was a great chachma.
Great idea.
Chachma is always the exciting one. The innovator. Because it's innovating. It's like we didn't have like something new. Bina is the old boring. Bina, the old boring, tells chachma, you big meshugana, you're going to bankrupt me. Practical. Let's be down to earth. What you're saying, I know doesn't work. So Bina is constantly challenging the Chachma. It's telling the Chachma that your idea might be amazing. Not in my world. Not here. If the idea that Chachma brings, Bina accepts, you know what that proves? That Chachma brought nothing new. Because if Bina's familiar with the Chachma, that means you really didn't get Chachma. You did what you guys said. You took something, you just changed the packaging. That's not Chachma. That's boring.
So are you saying that they do not...
They
do not...
No.
We never fuse them
together. Never. Very good. So what is happening is that there is a concept, that the concept comes into the world through Chachma. Chachma throws it to Bina, and Bina vomits it back to Chachma. Bina tells Chachma, you go take this and go to the lake. Because this, in my world, it's new. If Bina accepts the Chachma right away, again, it's a raya that it wasn't such a great Chachma. Even if it was taka psanu chiddush, if it fits too easy, the greater the Chachma, the more resistance there has to be from Bina. Bina is the savior of the planet. Bina is the mother. Because Bina is the only stability. Bina is telling Chachma, no, this is mad. I never knew this. No. It's this novelty will disrupt everything. Chachma is the disruption. You understand? If Chachma is not disrupting, then it's not a Chachma. It's not a Chiddush.
It's like impulse, and then it's...
Don't say impulse. Oh. Oh, forget about emotions. She also went to forget about emotions. It's something new. Something really new.
It sounds like when there are certain writers who sit down and they know their whole plot line of what they're going to write, and that's Bina. And then there's some writers that sit down completely empty.
Empty.
And then the
very good.
Like the idea just
comes out. Now what happens is that idea, so when Bina goes and it challenges it, there is a process that Bina does to it. Some of it doesn't belong in this world, but some of it is amazing. So Bina begins to analyze, okay, let's take this new information and let me make a contrast with everything that I know until now.
It filters it. It only takes a little bit.
How does it determine? Bina means bane, in between. It breaks it down. Because it says, you know, that part of the Chachma, Taka, fits. Based on my prior experience and knowledge, it's going to be a great addition. But only some of it. So Bina begins to break it down. It starts to make it real. And as it makes it real, it begins to reject some and accept some. Whatever it rejects, it goes back to Chachma. Chachma is not a quiet lamela. Chachma says, Bina, you idiot. You boring. You square person. Same old, same old. No. This. So there's a back and a forth between Chachma and Bina. It's happening very quick. And it's mamash a fight. Epileptic people. Is that the right brain and the left brain attacker, they're having such a fight that the whole body goes kaput. That's more or less what it is biologically. There's some disconnect between the right brain and the left brain because they should not merge together. If they work very well together, it means that the Chachma is not that great, and it means that the Bina is not that great.
And what if they're both great? And
if they're both great, if they're both great, then you'll have great kids. In other words, great kids means is that the result would be something amazing. But there's going to be a lot of back and forth. Back and forth in a good way. But there's going to be a back and forth. Chachma and Bina are, Kabbalah says, they can never live one without the other. You see these old couples that they fight the whole time? And then when one spouse dies, you think, wow, the guy's so lucky or she's so lucky. And they die like 2 weeks later. And in Miami, I remember I grew up in yeshiva there. They always fought, but he needed that. Without that, I'm not saying this in a God forbid, I'm fighting. But there's the back and forth between Chachma and Bina is the way we think.
So we all have Chachma and Bina.
We all have Chachma and Bina. I would say that most of group learning is all Bina, because what happens is that people are very hesitant with Chachma. People sometimes don't even hear the Chachma. The selective hearing is because that which I don't know, I don't have the bittul to accept something new. I don't want to accept anything new. I'm going to hear like 80% of what I said because that somehow fits with what I already know. That means I'm a Bina person.
Isn't that where emotion come into play, because we have a fear of what we don't know?
One second. So emotions, or Bina is the link between emotions and Chachma. Bina is the protection. We'll get to emotions soon. But coming back over here, Chachma and Bina. Chachma has two steps. First, Bittul, and then you get the light. Bina has two steps. The first step that Bina does is it takes the light out of the light. Because the light is too big. So it has to compartmentalize. It has to start putting words to it. Okay, how do I word this? What do I do with this? Well, Bina has respect to Chachma. When I say an enemy, there's respect. Okay, let me hear. What does that mean? So Bina begins to break it down. So the first step of Bina is to make the light into dark. It's too much light. And it throws a lot of stuff back to Chachma. And then Chachma tries to throw it back to Bina. And there's a lot of back and forth.
What does that mean? Throw it back to Chachma once it's already...
Okay, let me speak.
How does this work practically in our day-to-day life? Because women are known to be more Bina. But we like to connect, like learning. We like to compartmentalize and put them in places. Oh yeah, this is something I learned a few years ago and it connects to this and that. So Chachma is like, when do we get the Chachma? And do we...
Whenever you have Bittul. One second. I want to go back to the back and forth. Let me go one thing at a time. The back and forth, let's go down to the lower story of the house. Let's go to the worlds of emotions. So we can identify that we have moments where we feel Chesed, right? You're giving, you're accepting, you're looking at everything very favorably, and then there is a mode in which everything is the opposite. We're very stern, we're very judgmental. Gevura. Chesed and Gevura never get together. They can't. They, it's like the magnet. Chesed and Gevura are opposites. They can never get together. The question is, which emotion will we connect to at any given moment? We are the pendulum. Sometimes we go into the world of Chesed, then we go into the world of Gevura.
Spectrum.
Okay. Spectrum. So let's go back up now. So we go into the Chachma mode, but then to protect ourselves from the craziness of Chachma, we go into the Bina mode. And the Bina mode says, whoa, one second. Sounds gewaldic, but what does it really mean? How would that work? Mm-hmm. Like what you just did right now is that you took the idea of chachma and you say, what does that mean?
Right. But I thought that's das.
No. Like bina is this question. Okay. What do I do with this? Okay. Right. Now I know. So what? Like, make it real. And it just brings everything, it dampens anything. So some guy has this very exciting idea and talking. Okay, and what does that mean for me right now? What's for supper? Does that make supper? Will you make a living out of it? You have this big business, big idea. Can you make it, can you monetize it? That's bina. No, it's bina is the enemy of chachma. No matter.
But is it really the enemy?
A good enemy. Okay, I want to just make it clear. The word
enemy.
Okay, I stand corrected. The word enemy, when I say enemy, I don't, God forbid, mean a negative enemy. The opposite contrast. Yeah. But it dampens it. It becomes the enemy because when someone has it, you have an idea. And the listener doesn't find it practical. That's not practical. Not practical. So you're all excited. Say, okay, I don't know what you're so excited about.
You damper, if you
it
want.
It dampens
but
it.
Not, and I don't see it as the enemy.
Okay,
they
fine.
Truly worked.
They now
worked
the chachma
in opposing ways, but they still work together.
They're working towards the same goal.
Much later.
We're not talking action, but it's good to be aware that we are going. Everyone, chachma bina without awareness. Just like when you're breathing, you're inhaling, you're exhaling, you're not even aware of your breath. And then they tell you, no, you want to become more mindful? Start focusing on your breathing. What will that do to me? In the beginning, it will be boring, but it's the beginning of something very important. Just like you're breathing in, you're breathing out, there's some part of us that's breathing in, it's taking in, and the bina is breathing it out. Get out of here. It's not practical. Or not only is it a practice, it's disrupting. This new, I finally got organized. Right, everything is orderly. Bina, the chachma says, you know what? I want to organize the house different. What happens when you want to reorganize your house? What's the first thing that you do? All of yous? Make the biggest mess. Everything out. So imagine, so Bina, who's the seder, says, get the heck out of here. Finally. I got everything where I wanted it. I have a better idea. You have a better mamash. That's one of my enemies. A better idea means that I'm going to disrupt your current seder. And Bina says, I already tried that. And you're going to waste my time. Let me rest. No, there is a certain amount of tension. I think the tension is very important. There's a tension between Chachma and Bina. So Bina first takes that lightening. And it says, I don't want lightning. Lightning is going to kill me. What does it mean? It analyzes everything. It becomes very very down to earth. Very anti-exciting. The anti-excitement, chachma is the right, is very exciting. People that are in high, they're chachma people. Bina people, depression comes from bina. Because if you have a lot of bina, of course you'll be depressed. Because everything is taka very depressing. So bina, I've done this. Either it's boring. Boring is ultimately depression.
But both bipolar.
Yeah, of course, everything is bipolar. Yeah, we have to be careful not to go too far to this side and to that side. We have to keep the swings within a certain confinement that we can handle, that works for us, and we have to swing slowly. The madness is when you're chachma bina, you become mad. That's madness. So you have to slow down. It's exhausting. No, actually, movement is life. Not movement is death. Understand that. If you want to be alive, you have to move. And it's very good for people to look back and say, in those years, I was more in chachma. Even years. And then I went more into bina. When I was younger, I was more optimistic. And I was more... Chachma is the greatest optimist. Bina is the biggest pessimist. And you need a pessimist if there's only big optimists. For the benefit of the world, for the benefit of the kids, you need one pessimist. Right, if both parents are big optimists, again, they're going to go fly to Israel on first class tonight, and everything will be great. And then you can't buy groceries. So Bina says, I did that already. It doesn't work out. It's just not real. And then Chachma tells you, boring, you're depressed, you're small-minded.
Is Chachma on the side of Chesed?
Right, yeah. Chesed.
Chesed.
Yeah.
Chesed, Bina, Gvura.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing, but Chachma is in the world of intellect. And we put the emotions under it, Mm-hmm. And we have God on top. So sometimes when you think about something under, you look at a foundation. No. We're putting, by us, the foundation is up. You speak to many modern psychologists, they speak about deep thing. They move down. We go up, high. Because the foundation of a Yid is Hashem. Even though Hashem is everywhere, but just the way we talk, the words of the Torah. So our foundation is up.
But that makes sense to what we're talking about today, with the ninth Gilgal.
Very good. Mishkoyach, thank you. Okay, so we have Chachma, two steps. Bittul, and then we get the second step of Chachma, which is the light. Bina takes the light and right away rejects the light. I don't like light. What would you do with lightning? Think about it. You need to have a limited amount of energy for your house.
You have to put a shade on.
You have to put a shade. You have to limit. So the first thing that Bina does is, it's Mitzamtim. The first thing Bina does, breaks it down. And it begins to compare it with the past. You see that Chachma, real Chachamim, see the future. Bina are the ones who never forget anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bina's for sure connected to fear, for sure. But rational fear, not irrational fear. Bina's afraid of Chachma the whole time. Think about it. You're living with a person that every day is something new. Right. And Chachma has like this animosity towards being boring. I don't mean that, and I'm saying they are the parents of very different emotions. Yeah, and they're oppositions. Oppositional forces. Oppositional forces in a good way. In a good way. With the understanding that the children of such a product will be very healthy. Because they'll be very well balanced. Right? If you have the same, then you'll be limited. The broader the parent base, the broader the child. Now, when something came from Chachma, and Bina based on good Bina, smart Bina, rejected part of the Chachma. It might be good in Atzilus, not here, not in my home. And then Chachma, but Bina has, they have respect each other. Mm-hmm. So there's a back and there's a forth, there's a conversation. At the end, you have a fantastic piece of wisdom or of knowledge that is both innovative and functional.
So isn't it Bina then, totally?
If I give you a diamond, and you make it into a sculpture, and at the end you have a beautiful product. So was it the sculpture? Was it the one that chiseled it down? Or is it the diamond? It's both. You know, it's the perfect product is the shidduch between the father and the mother, between the Chachma and the Bina.
So like the rough diamond is
the rough diamond is Chachma, sure.
And then the refined
the Bina is Bina. So Bina, it's a product of both. In other words, Bina did not innovate anything. Bina, what Bina really did was, is that it's like, again, you make a diamond. It's that it took out that which Bina won. Bina convinced Chachma, no, this here is not good. So I cut this out and I cut that out. And I limit here and I limit there. Bina is the choker. Bina is the party, what's it called, the party. Yeah, the party, whatever. That's what Bina is. But you need that person, because if you don't have that person, what's going to be? The party will be chaos.
So according to that explanation, wouldn't it be more accurate to consider Bina as a realist as opposed to a pessimist?
Yes.
You can say that. I want to pick the extremes to point out that the goal is not to show how they're more or less the same. No.
But deep down, a realist is pessimistic. Because
thank you.
They rely too much on, again, previous history.
Previous history.
Practicality, the deficit, the cost,
dump the project. Came about?
Huh?
Is that how the whole Bini Yesera thing came about?
Bini Yesera is not about depression. Bini Yesera is that, as a rule, that if two will make an effort, to a man and a woman in the archetype will make the same effort, either to be chachamim or to be binaim, that men will succeed more in chachma and women will succeed more in bina. which means theoretically, I would say in this world, the wealthier should be the woman. It should be that way. Because what makes money? It's always been a... Bill Gates didn't even come up with the idea. He stole it from Apple. It wasn't his chachma. You don't need chachma until... It's like chachma is not practical. Bina is the one that's connected. Bina is the perfect medium. It takes from above, but it makes it real. And if it can't make it real, then who needs it? What are you getting excited about? Okay, what does it mean? That's Bina.
So how do you get them to get along? So
that
they, so you can function.
Okay.
Asking for a friend.
In other words.
Asking for a friend. Because I have enough both very strongly, and so they crush each other. You know, I get ideas, and then I get very, very practical. I'm like, it's not going to work. Sorry. And then I get another idea, and then.
No. Don't get another idea. I think when Bina doesn't even want to have the final say. They both together want to have the final say. So they have to have a dialogue. I see it as dialogues. Okay. Not that Bina tells Chachma, goodbye, and Chachma runs away. No. The Chachma has to be the nudnik. The Chachma has to come back and Bina says, no, one second, don't reject it. You're rejecting it only because of past. Be open to something new. Come on, try something new. And Bina's going to say, you know what? I'll try a little bit. You know, there has to be a certain, if you want to use the word, compromise.
You have to be conscious of your chokhmah.
If you are conscious that every time you hear something new. Now, people that have real chokhmah, they don't have to listen to a talker because they hear it directly from God. You're That's dark.
When you come up with an idea.
When you come up with an idea or when you hear someone speaking, it's the same concept, is that something that was not within inside of you came to you from the outside. So the receptor... The real mekabel is chachma, ironically. The real recipient is chachma. And it's a recipient dafka because it made itself into a receptacle, because it made itself empty, because it was batel. If it's filled with itself, it will never receive anything new. If you already know it all.
So that's what you're saying. Any idea that comes to you is intuition.
No. It's not your intuition. But receiving something new, what part of the person is doing that? The chachma in me. If I develop my chachma better, I will be able to receive something new, even if there isn't a speaker speaking, because there's a lot of wisdom around. But whether I am on that madrego or whether I'm just hearing chachma from you talking, what happened is that my chachma brain received it, and it communicated it to my bina brain. My Bina brain brought up all the files, all my past history, all of my prior knowledge, all of my prior emotions, all of the prior practicality, and it tries to mesh it. And if the Chachma is not that great, it's going to mesh perfectly. Chaya, harmonious. Because there was no, but if the Chachma will have something in there that's a novelty, a new way of doing things, Bina will be the one shrying, don't shake the boat. What do you think? For thousands of years, I'm doing it this way, and you're coming. You discovered something new. A joke. Moshe Rabbeinu, his cheder was one way. That's Bina. That's Bina.
But this has nothing to do with emotion.
Not yet. You're not bringing emotion.
It's just
Bina's also bringing emotion. Bina, the greatness of Bina is that since Bina is more down to earth, so Bina is closer to emotions than Chachma. Chachma bechlal ignores emotions.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes when you hear or get an idea, you right away get excited about it.
Right away an emotion. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. But I'm saying even before you come to that emotion, Bina's judging. Bina's the judge. Bina's the judge. A judge is Gevura. Bina's judging based on what?
Prior knowledge,
prior experience, also prior emotion. The beauty of Bina is because since Bina is not opened up to the world of Atzilus, so it's down to earth, Bina is always remembering the feelings that certain ideas evoked. And some of those feelings were negative. So Bina is not only using prior wisdom, prior knowledge to judge Chachma, but it's also using prior emotions. Aim habanim.
Fear of the animal soul?
I didn't say fear. And if I said fear, I mean emotions. I'm saying Bina is closer to emotions than Chachma. And that's the greatness of Bina. Now, Bina has a wealth. Bina's wealthy. Bina's coming with knowledge and with feelings. And with the whole memory from the beginning of the world. People that remember, they remember all my past lives. Let's say the archetype Bina, the greatest maven. They're coming with thousands of years of experience, intellectual and emotional. And you, the Chacham, is coming with future. They're coming with things that never existed. You see the clash. It's a clash.
Can I ask a question?
And 1 second. And there has to be, the more we spend time, instead of just Bina being the final, Chachma has to push, and then Bina has to push back. The more this happens, then the better, the closer to the truth we're going to get. Because the truth is a product of both together. And ideally, it should go back and forth, the longer the better, and not rush to the feelings.
So like a mechanism.
There is a mechanism.
It's not just this going and that.
And that's it. It has to be. There has to be. If we can.
Bina was stuck.
Huh?
Bina was already stuck, right?
Well, Bina.
You're at a point where you don't know where you're going.
No, so it's, in other words, why would Bechal Bina, why would even Bina listen to Chachma?
Because
she got stuck somewhere. Right. Yeah, if not, in other words, and even when she got stuck, she's not that humble. You know, Chachma is that, yeah, stuck means I have to let that go. That is not working. I'm putting that aside. That I'm stuck. Now I'm going to go into the world of forget about the past. There's no past. There's no language. There's nothing. I know nothing. It's scary. You go into outer space. You're today and hours. There's garnish. And something will come to you. And now you go back to what you had. You can't reject the past. And the longer we can hold that dialogue, then it's amazing what we can come to. This is all before emotions.
I have a question about Chachma.
Yeah.
Okay, so if everything exists in the world, even in Chachma and Bina and all of that, so it isn't really new, we just have to chop it.
It's new to you. It's new to you.
Correct. But everything is already created.
Okay.
Hashem already created everything.
It's all after the 6 days of creation, there is nothing new.
Right.
Even the Torah of Mashiach was already created. But only Mashiach will be able to chop that Torah
right.
that no one chopped before, no one grabbed before.
So
that's how humble Mashiach will be.
All that Chachma
is
coming into Bina for Bina to be able to process at a, like you say, you know, not instantly, but with a mechanism to develop it into something.
But we are the kelim for this.
Right, but the Bina has to make it practical for it to function.
The reason why Bina, the first question that Bina will ask Chachma is, who cares? How is that relevant? What are you talking about? Yeah, people can give a whole lecture about something and the guy goes, I don't care. has to be practical, and also it has to work. Sometimes you say, no, this idea doesn't, I know it doesn't work. I tried that, it sounds great, it doesn't work.
But maybe in the future it'll
work. So I have a question, and you can maybe pinpoint what would that be labeled, or what does it constitute? So lately, there's a lot of new, whatever you want to call it, is coming in, and it's like, wow, how come I didn't ever discover that or pick up on that before? And I do a lot of studying. So to me, it's really like, wow, Hashem opened my eyes.
Correct.
Because the information is there. It just wasn't there for me.
Correct.
When my eyes were opened.
Okay.
So what is that? Is that Chachma or is that Bina?
That's Chachma. Whenever you go, wow, just whenever there's excitement, just a rule, you're in the world of Chachma.
So when I go,
when you're in the world of Bina, Bina's the depressor. Bina says, either it's not that new, I already knew that, you just packaged it different, you're not tricking me, or it doesn't work.
Okay, but that's negative. And Bina's not, there's a negative aspect, but it's not only negative, because Bina develops. So that's why I'm a little.
When you develop, the way you develop something, by nature, is by you cut out the real, the more you develop it, the more you're losing the wow of it. A rule.
So when there's an aha moment, that's
Chachma. That's Chachma. Chachma. Bina is already when you're the moment you bring it down, by default, you will lose not a part. Right. The greatest infinite part, I would say, wow, the excitement is because there is an expansion. That's really. That means that there's Yetzias Mitzrayim. I feel I'm not limited. I'm high. That's the wow. The moment you put it into the world, you limited it. Limitation is the biggest downer. I'm exaggerating. So what I agree with you, but I'm exaggerating because it's the more we see that, then the more we can become aware of that we are doing this in our minds.
So it's subjective. Like my chachma could be your bina. Like what's wow to me could be like, oh yeah.
No. I'll tell you better. Your chachma of today will be your bina of tomorrow. For sure.
But what's chachma to me could be something that someone else already
had a long time ago. But it's coming into your system. It's bringing in something new. And how would I... And so when I'm stuck with a challenge and I'm thinking and then I remember, I know the solution. That's called Bina. That was just I had a lack of memory. I needed to open up my memory. I needed to go into the bank of what I had. And then there's another power where I don't have the solution. But the solution is out there and we have the capacity of knowing what you don't know. It's in a good, it's moidedic. We have this. You think about the pashut, you open up your brain the way God made us and you receive and it's coming in.
Is it, I mean, just to compare, ma is like it's like they meditate to be
sure,
open.
For sure.
So don't we need to do something to get ourselves to be in that place?
Bittle. It's amazing.
Okay, I'm mental now.
No. It's not saying it. I would say that
it's very hard to don't know anything, and
it's like I feel like
it's not saying those words. Certain people just know, but that's these things can happen very quick. Certain people walk around with anguish.
Why do people need to meditate? That's what I'm saying. There has to be some process. Of instead of just negate, yeah, this is not it, or I don't know. Or
actually, meditation is very, very important. Chassidus is a whole thing about meditating before davening.
Okay, but I'm saying in Chachma, I think having the experience that I don't know, like I can say I don't know. I would go to the emotions for a second. If I feel anguish that I don't know,
right?
Certain people have to have that anguish for a couple of days. But there comes a moment that anguish is mevatel the person. It humbles me. It makes me...
Maybe feeling humbled consistently, that even though you know things, but
for sure.
Convincing yourself you don't know, then you're much more open
for
to
sure. For
receive.
For sure. People do it the whole time.
Is that like what we should strive to get to?
I don't know. I don't know if everyone has to be the big chacham. Certain people, I would say, naturally are chachamim, and they should develop that more. Certain people's contribution to the world is to be bina. Bina, the world needs bina like it needs chachma.
So what is your formula for chacham?
In other words, bina is the rational, challenging.
How do you get more of that?
How do you get more bina?
Yeah, because chachma, there's a formula here.
Well, the Chachma, the Alter Rebbe here doesn't speak, it's just what it is. It's Bittul. Bina is the opposite of Bittul. Bina is, I have to have confidence in what I know. Don't negate what I know. The opposite of Bittul. Not arrogance. I know. I'm 20 years old. I'm 30 years old. I'm 90 years old. I know. Okay. What I know is worth something. How does what I know, what does my knowledge say to this new Chiddush? What does it say intellectually?
That you're saying...
That's Bina.
Right. But you're saying to get the real Chachma, you can't.
You can't. Yeah. Correct, you can't.
You're not supposed to always get the real Chachma.
It depends what mode you want to go into. I would say, like in every setting, by now you have a group of people, one person will be the Chacham.
That's what you're saying by Fabringen?
One person is a Chacham, one person will become the Bina. It's amazing how you, depending with whom you are interacting, If you are interacting with a Bina personality, intuitively, you'll become the Chacham. Because just Bina will bring to depression. And just Chachma will destroy the world. At least the depressed person is down to earth. They're not going to go bankrupt. They're just depressed.
It's like yin-yang, in a way. You need...
And we change. We change. So if you're married to a Chacham, you'll be Bina. If you're married to a Bina, you'll become a Chacham. Without effort.
So the stronger one will...
It's not about stronger. Well,
right, because you said you can change your.
Story. I think this happens very quickly. I think I would even go to the more humble. When you go into an environment, you sense what is needed here. I think that's the way I would maybe that people should function. What is needed here?
Right.
So you have to intuit. Okay, you have the kind person. We need some discipline. There's a lot of discipline. You need the kind person. You have the maven. You need the chacham. You have the chacham. You need the maven.
That's one more question. So we're supposed to be conscious of this process happening in the Chachma and the Bina and try to stay up in that realm, which it feels very foreign. But even though that's the intellectual world that, or our mind rather, it seems like there's an outside consciousness or an outside faculty that is watching this whole thing happen.
Yes, it is.
What is that faculty?
Ultimately, Hashem.
But like when I'm thinking about my Chachma and my Bina, am I doing that through Chachma and Bina, or am I doing that through a different part?
Through the essence of your soul.
Which is the core,
which ultimately is God. That is beyond all that. It's looking down at it. Mm-hmm. Not down negatively, but it's bigger than it. When you say I, the I is greater than Chachma, greater than Bina, it's greater. These are powers that you have. Mm-hmm. And God made us that they function. And it's like doing exercise. If you learn how to exercise it better, you'll be stronger. The muscle will be stronger.
If you use it properly, then it's using it for your godly soul. But if not, then these are animal faculties.
Both the godly soul and the animal soul have equal amount of power in this. And that's going back to what you were saying before. Like when you are opened, whose voice are you hearing? That's a good kash. Who gave you this chachma?
Sure.
Not necessarily. No. So you have people that are open somehow to very negative spiritual forces.
There's a lot of
chachma, but it's unholy chachma. You have these stories of angels that appeared in front of great chassidim and they offered to teach them Torah. And they asked their Rebbe. The Rebbe says, no, never learn from that.
Oh, wow.
And how did you know even to ask? So he says, when I was a kid, one of the big rabbis, he says, I went into the kitchen, I stole some kugel from my mother. My mother told me never take anything without permission. So he learned not to take anything without rishus. And that did him good.
Right.
In other words, yeah, you're right, that you can be receiving from unholy places.